the kind of person God's looking for. He said, I came to heal the sick. Show me the sick people that want help, not the righteous people that think they all right. God can't do nothing with a person that think they all right and their life all tore up. He can't do nothing with that kind of person. You've got to trust Jesus. And to those who trust Jesus, you're going to live forever. You're going to come out of your mess. And remember, God is looking at the heart. Not what people are saying and doing. He's looking at the heart. And when he knows what kind of heart he can reach and what kind of heart will rebel against him forever. And some people just don't want to be saved. They ask the Lord to save them and they love the world too much. And they'll say it. And some people, they love the world, they just don't tell nobody. Those are what you call wolves in sheep clothing. I'm sorry that they exist. Tares are among the wheat. Jesus said, many will come to me saying, Lord, Lord, and I say, I never knew you. This is very serious. But if you want help, if you know you need help, you listen to the right preacher. Go talk to Jesus. Go talk to the Lord. Believe on Jesus Christ. Take your salvation and run with it. I'm right. I'm telling the truth. I'm preaching good. Because you will live forever. Everybody that trusts what I'm saying, they will live forever. And they'll overcome the world. And they'll bless other people, help other people understand the life of God. Now, just like people, they're bold to do whatever they're doing. Be just as bold to name Jesus as your Lord in their face. If he blessed you, if he brought you out of homosexuality, tell others. It's a sin. The homosexuality is going to destroy them. It's not like the politicians say. They just want your vote. They don't care whether you go to heaven or hell. And in some cases, I don't like to believe the worst about people, but sometimes people don't, they don't think about God. They don't care nothing about all that. And some of them might be deceived. I give them that. And this world is full of deception. There's so many traps. The truth is God loves you and he want to redeem you. He don't want to have to let you have to end up in hell. He don't want to tell you you can't come up here. And he does it every day against people he loved that wouldn't listen and didn't have anybody to tell him. And I said, Lord, I want you to take my life and do something with it. Because I didn't like what I did with it. I needed his help. And he started working with me. That's what happened. Miracles happen. I've seen miracles. I've been in miracles. I've experienced miracles. I've had miracles just for me. I've had the Lord to wake me up and teach me things. I've seen visions. I've seen demons. I've seen demons on people. And every time I see something, my heart goes out to the person. People are the way they are because of the past, what happened. God can overcome the past, help you overcome your past, help you forgive the people that did you wrong. See, that's how you get your power back. That may sound crazy. I understand if you think it is. But that's how you get your power back. Don't stop being afraid of people. And sometimes you're going to have to turn some folks over to God. If you were in a gang and the gang said they're going to kill you, they made a movie about this. Nobody leaves our gang. Turn them over to God. Tell Satan he can't ever use them gang members against you, your children, your family, your parents. If the devil, if a gang member say, we'll take your whole family out. All right. He said it. Go tell the Lord. Say, Lord, he said he'll take my family out. And then tell Satan, you'll never take my family out. And there's angels all around everybody you know. Ask God to protect you and your family. And then rebuke the deception that's on their life. And tell Satan he'll never be able to use that person to kill anybody. And turn him over to the Lord. Or her over to the Lord. Whoever it is. Who, you know, you may have a wife that's trying to just ruin your life. Some people are evil. not to pick on women, but then sometimes a woman may have a husband that's just trying to take her down the tubes. Turn these folks over to the Lord. Receive the wisdom that God will give you personally and do what he say do. But always tell Satan, you cannot use that person against me, and watch this, and you can't use me against them. Because the enemy will try to get you upset, and you might shoot them, or you might stab their tires, or stab them. Tell Satan he can't use them against you, and he can't use you against them. Forgive them, and put them in God's hands. But do what God say do. If God tell you to leave town, leave town. If he tell you to... If he show you a police station, go to the police station, write it all down, get your warrants so they can't come near you. They can't call you. The police will handle them, and God will help them do it. You are not alone. Whoever did you wrong, don't fear them and forgive them and talk to them if you can. If they already did, one person... Somebody did them wrong. They got a chair, and they acted like the person was sitting there and said, I forgive you. In other words, just forgive the people. They don't have to hear you forgive them. Tell God, I forgive that person, and you'll get your power back. You'll be able to respect yourself again, and you'll stop qualifying yourself because of what some dead person did, somebody that didn't know Jesus. When people don't get saved, they do stuff. They do stuff, and they hurt people. They're out of control. And Satan is driving people to darkness. That's why we forgive them. Because you release them, then God will forgive you, and God will take you on under his wing, and he'll guide you in life and bless you in every way. And he'll show you how to heal. He'll help you heal. And he'll teach you healing. He'll teach you how to heal, how to forgive, how to be a blessing. I'm telling you, I'm right. It works. Weaknesses, hurts, and fears. See, you got to deal with these things. They come to do something terrible against your life. And then you'll know how to advise your children. Some people are wounded to the point that they tell their daughters, don't listen to men. The enemy, just because a woman was married to a man that was abusive or an adulterer, or that put her down all the time, and a lot of men would put women down because they're afraid of their beauty. They know that they are beautiful, and they fear losing a woman, and they act on the fear, and they cause the woman, they belittle the woman. And so if the woman don't forgive him and put him in God's hands and stop looking at herself wrong according to his words, then they believe it. And if they believe wrong, they give advice because they've been hurt by somebody. See, some advice people give is because of the way that they were hurt. And they teach their daughters not to respect men. Do what you want to. Don't let no man tell you what to do. But see, they missed the point. They robbed their daughter of being a true wife to a good man. They might marry a good man, but their mind, in the back of their mind, is full of their mother's words. If they, you know, they told them wrong, of course. And then they duplicate their mother's life. And nobody knows where it started, because the enemy started this a long time ago. So, but when you follow God, you get out of the drift that they got into. And you see it for what it is, and then you know how to navigate your life and stay on the narrow path, a life of healing. The narrow path is the road of life. It is a way of healing. It is a way of progression. And you will always do better and better. But everything that started a long time ago, the Lord knows how to cut that off and start over. And he'll school you on what happened. Sometimes he can even show you a real vision. You'll see what happened if God chooses to do so. I'm right. I've seen these kind of things happen. One thing go wrong and people get in fear. When people are in fear, they speak. When they speak, they act on it. And that life is real to them. And not the healing process of God, because they don't know it. They can't value what they don't know. But if you trust the Lord, you're going to learn things, and you'll be able to see things for what they really are. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in and throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you, and God loves you. He truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our loving Lord.